Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
We're going to call this morning Not Today, Ethan Day. Because as you guys pulled in, hope you noticed, my Bronco out there pulled in backwards, in reverse, as most do today, with a big green sign on it.
No, neon.
Neon sign that says, not today, Ethan, with an exclamation point.
Dude, it is so sad how the first thing I do now when I pull into our station parking lot is I glance to my right to see
who got the spot. This guy who took my spot again yesterday. I would not be denied. So yesterday, I came up here at 7 o'clock. I parked my Bronco. I walked back home to work.
You did not.
No, stop.
Oh, yeah.
You walked?
You did what?
Yeah, my house isn't that far from here.
Is that why your bike's out front?
And I biked into work.
Come on, man. What?
You are something else.
Parked my car last night here when I knew he'd be gone and everybody from Haverty's would be gone, not tipping them off. Came here, pulled in backwards, put the sign. I actually went to Target after my workout yesterday and got that poster paper.
Wow.
Yeah, a poster. It's a giant poster board like you would use for like your science fair projects and stuff like that. Or to make a sign saying, hey, vote me class president.
And the markers yesterday also. Then came back up here, parked the car, walked to work. Walked to home, I should say, and took my bike this morning and brought it in.
Did you sign it, Petty Crocker?
Yeah.
So, now the weird thing about this whole thing is Ethan clearly saw it because he parked right next to me and he had his bike on top of his car today. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
So, I don't know what the plan was. I don't know.
At this point, Ethan's like, y'all are paying way too much attention to me. This is weird. Leave me alone.
Yeah. We're about to get like some kind of stalking.
Johnny Haverty's gonna call us up.
Yeah.
And be like,
all right, speaking of kind of crazy here, Amber this morning looking very green.
It's not easy being green.
That's not.
Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
So it was Amber that lost the competition in St. Patrick's Day over Savannah's Day weekend. And yesterday found out she has to paint herself green all week long.
Very excited about that. Whose idea was that for the song?
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know if you saw, but intern Sadie got me really good. So check out her Instagram story. Apparently, I look like the cucumber for VeggieTales.
Yes.
Spot on. Spot on.
Larry.
So yeah, she called me on that. So I hate you, Sadie.
So it will be every morning for a week now. You will apply this face paint and yes, you will go about your day in green because you lost the St. Patrick's Day bet.
So after the Burt Show today, what do you have on your docket?
Nothing. I cleared my week.
Amber, that defeats the purpose.
But I did, Katie and I did go to the moon yesterday so I can get myself, she bought me a beer. And as soon as we walk in, the guy, Blue Moon, the guy that works the front was like, he hit me up like Kevin Hart. He's like, damn. Like, what is that? And I was like, yeah, I'm not Don Cheadle. Stop it. And then I actually, I don't know if Tommy got them yet, but I did send him some stuff because how my dad and my best friend reacted. Wes roasted the crap out of me.
Yeah. I feel like there's, we need to send you out this morning, maybe to get a Starbucks because hiding is not the spirit of this at all.
Well, you know what I would love to do is, because you know, my swole mate is so on top of things, she's starting at the gym today.
Is that
we
right?
We just told her yesterday she's starting at the gym today. So maybe you can go and meet my swole mate over at Pinnacle Fitness, drop off some Burt Show swag, and get a couple reps in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that depends what time, because I got to record pH hires today.
Oh, no, she found some plans fast, didn't she?
I forgot. We're recording today until, you know, 7 p.m. tonight.
Is that when it is? 7 o'clock tonight?
Oh, from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. We record for 7 hours. Yeah. It takes us that long to get good content.
Because I can go out in public, but here's the thing. I live furthest from everybody, so this is way after you guys go home.
No.
Okay, good.
This is at 9 a.m. during the show.
Okay, during the show. Okay, I can definitely do that.
Yeah, and I am noticing that your green face is the same as my bike, so you getting on my bike and toting around and doing a couple of errands for the Bird Show this morning seems apt to me.
Looks like Jackson's on phones.
It would appear so, yeah.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I experienced a kind of blind feminine rage I only experience maybe once a quarter. It has nothing to do with my hormones and everything to do with the secret lives of Mormon wives. Mm. Now, do you remember when we were binging this and we were obsessed with this show a couple of months back?
This literally was the show that made me understand what hate watching was all about.
So they're coming back for season 2 in May of 2025. But the drama has already begun. And I have a feeling this is either rage bait or somebody is trying to do damage control. So one of the biggest and, to me, one of the most shocking plot lines on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives season 1 all has to do with one of the wives named Jen Affleck. She's married not to Ben Affleck, but to some other dude named Zach. And there was this dramatic plot line where they all took a trip to Vegas. And this one night, the guys went out to go gambling. A little weird. I feel like you shouldn't be doing that as a Mormon. I feel like that's somewhere in the book that you shouldn't be doing that. And the women went to a Chippendales concert or show. It's a male dance review, essentially.
This dude lost it. I remember that episode.
He got so mad. And mind you, this woman's the breadwinner. She gives him $2,500 to go gamble. So he goes off. He goes to gamble with the guys. And she's like, I'm going to go with the girls. We're going to have ourselves a night. I'm not really sure what we're doing, but we're in Vegas. We're doing something. So the producers or whoever organize a group trip to Chippendales, the male dance review. And while she's there, she gets a call from her husband who freaks out on her the second he finds out that they're at Chippendales. He's like, you're disgusting. I can't believe you would do something like this. And she is sobbing. She's like, you need to remember who I am. You need to remember my character. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just here with the girls. And he freaks out on her and makes her go home. And it is traumatizing to watch because he is clearly exhibiting some kind of like mind games and control, trying to make her feel bad despite the fact that he just lost all her money gambling. So I saw a video posted to the internet yesterday, and guess who was at Chippendales yesterday doing a little bit of damage control? Jen Affleck and Zach. So they're posting TikToks like, this is ha-ha, laugh funny. He's backstage. Jen Affleck, now pregnant with their third child, I think, is up on stage with all the shirtless dancers, sitting in some kind of chair, like clapping and like laughing. And I'm like, that scene traumatized me. I felt like I needed to call Adult Protective Services on you when I saw your husband yell at you. And now they're just out here trying to do damage control like nothing happened.
Yeah, she's so unlikable on this show. It's like every time they get into an argument, she decides, you know what's going to bring us together? Another baby. They're never going to make it. But also, you got to remember, a lot of this stuff is totally made up, you know, so you can get caught up in the emotion. And then sometimes I gotta stand back and go, oh yeah, that whole thing was probably made up, right?
No, oh my God, if it is, she deserves an Oscar for acting because she was sobbing and crying. And don't get me wrong, like, I know people can cry on command, but I just feel like these random wives from Utah aren't out here taking like grade A acting classes to be able to put on that kind of authentic performance. And it's a performance that makes them look bad too. And I just kind of feel
that's why I think they're doing this, because I think a majority of the stuff in reality TV is staged. Like, the producers obviously like choreographed the whole like Chippendales, him going gambling, blah, blah, blah. And I think the reactions can be authentic, but obviously they're putting them in stage situations to create those reactions. And I think the reaction was received not well. And they recognize that. So now they're doing damage control and trying to salvage, and it's like trying to prove to everybody, no, it wasn't that big a deal. So now that's why they're doing this as more of a damage control
it's
situation.
It's a mess of a show, man. It really is. And I can't stop watching it. Yes. I hate myself for it.
If Zach Affleck has zero haters, I am dead. All right. Tracy Morgan, he puked at a Knicks game the other night and left Madison Square Garden in a wheelchair. This footage is pretty dramatic. So apparently Tracy puked out
out on the court and had a bloody nose. No idea if these two are related, but the game had to be stopped for 10 minutes while, of course, medical attendees had to come make sure that he was okay. Somebody said that he could barely stand up, and they had to eventually wheel him out with a towel to his face because I guess his nose was bleeding so bad. Wow. The footage is pretty jarring, so I'm hoping he's doing okay, but an MSG rep said, we hope Tracy feels better soon, and we look forward to seeing him back courtside.
Oh, I imagine you're the person that, like, stalls a game for 10 minutes because you yacked on the court.
That is embarrassing. To be that famous and to have to throw up at courtside of a game, I can't imagine. I did text him because I know he's been struggling with some health issues lately, but the relationship we have, I also told him at least he was sitting in the front row.
And for years, I mean, there's been a lot of people puking at Knicks games because they've been so bad, but they're good now.
That's why you don't even know if it's a health thing, right? You might have just been watching the game.
Yeah. All right, Justin Baldoni's lawyer is addressing the possibility of settling with Blake Lively before the trial. Is he interested or not?
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So our producer Katie thinks her girlfriend might owe her $1,000. Now, just to give you some context before she even gets into this, Katie is part of our youth group that went down to Savannah for the shenanigans for St. Patrick's Day, right? And on the line for the weekend was $1,000, right? If you won the competition, you won $1,000. If you lost, then you had to paint your face green like Amber has had to do all week long. So there was $1,000 on the line while they were doing all these goofy shenanigans over the weekend. So, Katie, you can take it from there.
Yes. So, before the weekend even happened, I went down the list of what the shenanigans were. I told my girlfriend, I was like, look, I'm going to Savannah. This is what's on the line. She's like, oh, okay, that sounds fine. So, I start listing off the things like, you know, make out with another TBS member, get up on stage at Amber's club that she used to, quote unquote, perform at. You know, I'm giving her all the list of things, and she decides to provide a counteroffer.
This is actually very respectful of you to do, by the way. I love this communication and like, hey, you know, because how long have you guys been dating again?
6 months.
Okay, 6 months. And you guys are pretty serious, mm-hmm. right? And so to present this and be like, hey, this is what we're doing. It's all about having fun. But of course, I would never want to do anything that makes you uncomfortable because there's definitely some things that we throw on there could make a significant other uncomfortable. So I commend you for having that conversation before you bounce.
Just want to let you know that I might end up naked on a stage at a strip club. Hey, just want to let you know I might be making out with a coworker this weekend. That's nice of you.
By you telling her first, you clearly didn't want to win.
Katie knew walking into this weekend she wasn't running away with $1,000.
No. Oh, yeah, I knew that, but I'd rather have saved my relationships. So, but here's the thing, like how Jackson got permission for his girlfriend to make out with another member. She said, don't try me like that. Yeah. Right. So we already knew that.
Okay. I am not the one.
I am not the one nor the two. So, she made that one clear. Those were like the obvious ones. Mm-hmm. But in her counter offer, she didn't care about the strip club thing at all. She was like, go have fun there. That's something I would have thought that mm-hmm. she would have been like, no. Where she drew the line at was the tattoo.
Really?
Oh, really?
She said, you better not get a tattoo. Oh. I will pay you $1,000 to not get a tattoo.
Why is she so anti-tattoo?
That's the thing. She couldn't even really break it down for me because I was like, a tattoo? Like, that's just so random. Now, keep in mind, I do not have any tattoos at all. So I don't know why this is something that just, she was like, no, don't do it. But she was headstrong. And the only reason why I was like, okay, was because she said, I will pay you $1,000 if you do not get a tattoo.
Fair enough.
Would you have really gotten one had she not put that offer on the table?
No, you don't have to answer that. My client doesn't have to answer that. As we're trying to get $1,000, my client does not have to answer that.
Fine.
So the day of comes where we all go to the tattoo shop. And I'm watching everyone, and she just happens to FaceTime me. That was interesting timing on her behalf. And she's like, where are you at? And I was like, the tattoo shop. She's like, you're not getting that tattoo, right? I was like, you said $1,000, so you're right?
Yep.
All right. So the day it went, it passed. I didn't get the tattoo,
okay,
guys.
Just so I'm clear, you are there at the tattoo place right there. She FaceTimes you, and you bring it back up. I'm not going to do it, mm-hmm. but we're both on board. It's $1,000. Mm-hmm. And she says, you got it.
Yep.
Okay, that's a verbal commitment.
Right.
That's a verbal contract.
Verbal means nothing
in a relationship. In a relationship, right. Especially. Oh, yeah. Absolutely nothing.
I was taking it to court. Unless you got it in writing, sorry, babe. You got nothing.
Oh, funny you say that, Kristen.
What?
All right, so... So after that, it's done. I didn't do it. And so I'm like, hey, remember that deal we had? And she's like, you know, technically it wasn't in writing.
Oh,
and
no,
I just
no,
said
no.
it. So now she's trying to back out of it. And then she's using all these terms that I don't understand because she's currently in law school. So she is coming with all these arguments, and she's a better arguer than me. I don't know how to argue back, but she said it on the phone. We had a verbal agreement, but she's like, it wasn't in writing. So it doesn't count. So now she's not trying to pay me my money.
Okay. Now, as my client, I would like to remind you that there are tattoo places right down the street here. I mean, you could have one by the end of the day if you wanted one.
That is true. But, Okay, yes, Cassie, go ahead.
Amy, our business manager, is going to kill me. But if your girlfriend doesn't pony up, what if we paid you $1,000 to get the tattoo?
Who?
Oh, what you got against a relationship?
Not my money. Not my relationship. Not my money. Just floating
it up. Just floating it up.
It's just your relationship or a tattoo, okay? Right. Which one do you want to choose?
I mean, $1,000. I think that, honestly, I think your girlfriend's being unreasonable. She said that. You followed up on it. And then she pulled out with the whole, it was verbal, it wasn't in right. Come on, man.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out how do I get her to hold up her end of the deal.
Well, what if it was something, instead of $1,000, but something worth $1,000 that's beneficial to the both of you? So, like, she kind of pays it off. Like, whenever you guys go out to dinner, she always picks up the tab. Mm. Whenever if you guys plan your next vacation, mm-hmm. she's covering your flight, she's covering your hotel. And slowly but surely, she can work that $1,000 off, but it's still beneficial because you guys are spending quality time together.
Okay. I like that. Something I might be able to present.
Bo, what's on your mind? You got something up there. I can see the wheels turning.
That just feels like being in a relationship.
You're like, that's called being a man.
Yes. That doesn't really feel like a payoff.
I would actually, I know we're joking about it, but if this was my relationship, I'd actually be upset about it.
I would go get the tattoo.
I'd be really, really upset about it. Yeah, I would do something. And I'd put it like one of those Mike Tyson tattoos right on my face.
Okay. Do you have something you want to get?
No, but I've always wanted a tattoo. So, I don't know. I got to figure out something.
Okay.
I got to get my money.
Yeah, I think you go back to her with Kristen's plan, all right? You're not going to pay me the cash, but $1,000. You got to pay for everything leading up to $1,000. And once you're done there, then we're good.
Got to do something.
Counter offer to her counter.
Let's see what she says. Okay.
The Burt Show.
There are some events that are just too big for an announcement, right? Where a celebrity might go online and make an announcement, maybe a pivot in their career. And what they do is they will hold a press conference when the info is that important. So today, Amber told us that she had an announcement to make on The Burt Show. We thought it was too big for just an announcement. It was time for a press conference. So let's turn this studio into a press room right now. And question for you. Are we the press where we can ask questions after you make your press conference announcement?
I will allow that, but please save all questions till the end. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Thank you for meeting with me on such short notice. With my charming flair, shockingly apparent immaturity, and mid-20s skin, many people would have convinced that I am fresh out of college. In fact, I am not. I'm going to make this brief because I know as people above 30, we only get about 5 hours of energy before we need to take a nap. But I learned a lot about my fellow members of the youth group this past weekend. But I also learned that even more about myself. And I regret to inform you, esteemed members of the People's Party Press Committee, that I... can no longer hang. Look, I gave it my all this weekend. I went out with my 20-something friends, stretched beforehand, hydrated like a champion, and even took ibuprofen. Took a lot of ibuprofen. Okay.
Next time, just say Tylenol.
Yeah. All right. But these kids are fueled.
These kids.
By bad decisions and vibes alone, and I need caffeine and vitamins to purely exist.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And I owe it all to you. To be honest, I wanted to win. I really did. But once the challenges started, I realized that they are in a league of their own. And I instinctively did water aerobics when we jumped into the green fountain. As we were busking, several Boy Scouts tried to help me across the road to earn a badge. I thought streaking was just the marks left over in your underwear after Taco Tuesday.
Hey, yo.
I thought I had it in me, but this weekend was truly an eye-opening experience for me. I will be taking my talents in a coaching role moving forward. And I am officially retiring from shenaniganing again. Okay. This is now the time for questions.
All right, question. So are you retiring from the youth group altogether, or is it just weekend shenanigans?
I think it's going to have to be for weekend shenanigans until my knees can learn how to work properly again.
They ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Question, Ms. Jones. So we saw the unfortunate video of you puking your guts out at the Airbnb. Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Yes. Something that many people do not know, only Katie knows, is that when I drove down there, I accidentally forgot to pack my toothpaste. So I had to have that flavor in my mouth for quite some time until I can take care of that problem.
Thank God you didn't make out with any of the other members of the youth group.
It would have been hard for them, not for me.
Ms. Jones, over here. We're here.
You.
So you said yesterday on air that you were, quote, too drunk to engage in some of the 100-point activities. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, are there any activities that you think you left some action on the field? Any that, in hindsight, you think you could have participated in?
Actually, yes, Ms. Murphy. Thank you so much for that. I do believe that the tattoo is something that I could have gone through, but it's probably a good thing that I did not, because I'm sure that my blood was extremely thin and that tattoo would not have done very well.
Ms. Jones, over here.
Yes, Ms. Young.
Will this affect your participation in the Personality Hires podcast moving forward?
Mm. Absolutely not. I will make sure that I am still a part of the Personality Hires. They need a black lesbian on board.
We do.
And looking back on the game tape, was it really your age that hurt you, or was it the amount of drinking you were doing?
I'm going to say it was my age, the amount of drinking, and just the fact that I'm just crazy. I lost my mind.
Over here.
Mr. Weiss?
Was there a specific moment where you knew, because you were excited going into the weekend, where you knew, I'm just not going to be able to hang?
At one point, I took a look in the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, something has changed within me. Something's not the same. I'm damn near 40. That's what the problem is.
How did the rest of the youth group take the news?
There were some tears. There were some hugs.
Sure.
And then Katie took me out for a beer, so it's all good.
Okay, good. Right.
One last question, Ms. Jones.
Ms. Murphy.
Which retirement home will you be booking yourself into?
Shady Pines.
Dude, that's why you're no longer in the youth group, because that was a Golden Girls reference.
I might as well get that, all right?
All right, staying here for one second, I think that everybody has a moment just like this where you just realize, like, all right, I just can't do it as much anymore. I got two examples. One, I saw this great TikTok the other day that said, and it's a really attractive woman and she's out. And they also did a timestamp on it. And the voiceover was, show me somebody over the age of 40 that's out past 9 o'clock, and I'll show you somebody that had a nap today. That was the first one. And the second time, for this one for me, it was Vegas, because I used to go to Vegas all the time, living out in San Diego. And at first, I think I've told you guys, the weeks in Vegas were literally 5 days long. We're partying!
What?
You know what? And we're up until 3, and we get up at 7, and we're in the pool by 9, and we're doing it all over. 5 days! And then you get a little bit older. I can hang with you guys for 4 days. And then it goes 3, and then it goes 2, and then you have a hangover when you fly over Vegas. Ugh. And then when anybody even says the word Vegas, you're like, have a good time. You guys had these?
I think I had a time when not only did I fall asleep at the bar, I knew it was bad when I didn't care. Like, because normally you were trying to fight it. Like, oh, I wouldn't sleep. They was like, are you asleep? I was like, knocked out, fam. I'm ready to go home, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm 27.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you should.
Mine was definitely, it didn't even involve drinking. It was at your holiday party when I realized I'm the old. You were getting ready to make a little speech to everyone, you know, just like a thank you for being here speech. And I like saunter up to Abby and Rebecca, all like, hey, feeling myself. Is this where we find out we get the jelly of the month club? And they just stared at me. And I was like, no, you don't get the reference. National Lampoon, he gets a jelly of the month club instead of a bonus check.
I'm older than you, and I didn't even get it.
What? All right, maybe I'm just weird.
So this happened this past weekend. So picture this. There we are in our neighborhood, and we have those like those folding chairs you take to like kids' sports games or whatever. Sure. Sitting in the driveway, we have like 6 kids running in the yard playing games. So it's me and 2 other neighbors, and we're sitting there, and then it's just chaos in the yard with kids. And across the street, we have 3 girls that rent out a house, and they had a giant inflatable diamond ring on the door because somebody was having a bachelorette party. So 8 women come out of the house, young women, and they're about to go out for a bachelorette party, and they're dressed to the nines. We got crop tops, we got short shorts, we got leopard pants. They looked amazing, right? And I'm sitting there looking, and I'm like reminiscing on my old days, and I'm like, oh, how great. And then there's one vehicle. And somebody opens the hatchback, and a girl crawls in the back to get into the back. They all 8 of them pile into this one vehicle and drive off. And then they circle the block and come back because somebody forgot her ID and her purse. So they pull into the driveway, but there's a steep hill and there's too much weight. And so you hear the of the car as it goes up into the driveway.
I remember those
she
days.
Runs out, gets back in. They back out and they head out. And I was like, I'm good.
I remember those days.
They have the time of their life. I'm good. And then the next morning, I'm in their driveway again, sitting in that chair. It's like around 11:30 or noon, and those girls roll back up looking completely different. Yeah.
And that's when you look like, I can't do this anymore. I've got so many of these. I forgot what I was invited to a couple of weeks ago, but like it started at 9 o'clock, and I'm like, who starts a party at 9?
I think losing my breath during the cha-cha slide at Bert's Big Adventure.
That's another good one. I've had to eliminate friends that I know are going to go out like on Saturday night, but you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm going to rest on Friday, right? I'm going to hydrate on Saturday, and then I know I'm going to be hungover on Sunday and Monday, so it's not worth 4 days, man.
It's so funny that you said that, because my best friend and I, Wes, we talked about this. He's like, don't go too hard on Friday, day drink on Saturday, that way you're okay to drive back on Sunday. And I forget all that.
Yeah.
Planning your hangover is definitely an old move.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or taking the Tylenol or putting it on the side table before you go out, because you know you're going to need it when you get home is another one.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's getting more apparent to me, Mo. You're going to have to make a decision, man. Do you want a career or family? Do you want a mom or a career?
That's exactly how it feels. I always find myself in these dilemmas. I don't know how it happens, but here we go again. Last year, I was in a similar situation when I was forced to choose between going to this party that was going to be end up being really good for my career because it was some heavy hitters there, and it was some people I really wanted to network with, and it was between that or going to my dad's 50th birthday party. And as much as it's like, oh, this easy one, go see my dad's party. At some point, I can't keep choosing family every single time.
I think they were telling you, if I remember this correctly, weren't they telling you to, like, go hang out?
Yeah, they didn't put the pressure on me at all. They were like, if you got to do what you got to do, go ahead and do it. Take care of yourself. My dad, I know for a fact he wouldn't have been mad at me if I didn't choose my family. But when it came down to it, it's his 50th. Like, this just felt too big of a birthday for my dad. And I know me. I would have looked at those pictures and the videos of my family all being together and not being there, and that would have bothered me for the rest of my life. So I was like, I have to be there for that day. I can't miss it. So fast forward about a year later, almost exactly to the day, actually, and I'm in another one. And it works out perfectly for me to be in this dilemma once again. So this happened because initially I got an invitation from my dude Keon, who I do my podcast in a moment with, which is on Burt's Network Pioneer. And he got this really cool offer to go to fly to L.A. They're having like a big R&B, an old school R&B concert with all of these big R&B acts. And they have a private event after party where all of the acts are invited. And it's a star-studded list of people. And they reached out and asked us to host the party. And so I'm like, what?
Huge.
This is big.
That's like, amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know some of the names that might be there?
Mostly all of them.
Really?
Mostly all of them. So it's like, I mean, I thought at first they wanted us to just go, but then it was like, no, why don't you guys actually host it? And I'm like, oh, this now it became a really big deal. Going was one thing, but hosting it, I'm like, okay, this can do wonders for myself. And so I mean, literally, it's almost like life is doing this on purpose. As soon as he calls, I don't even have 30 minutes to get excited about the opportunity before I see my iPad FaceTime from my baby sister.
Mm.
And she's at that point in her life where if she FaceTimes me, I know it's important because she's not just FaceTiming me for nothing. So I'm like, okay, I answer. And she's so excited to tell me this news. She's like, guess what? I'm like, what's up? She's like, I got my first big painting, like my first big art exhibit. Like this
a show.
Is a show.
Yeah.
And she's headlining the show. Like it's her. It's all of these different artists from around the world. It's a big deal. And I've literally listened to her for like the last probably 5 years of life. Just talk about this moment of how she cannot wait to be up there with the big dogs and really showcasing her talents and her abilities.
I think you've been invested in it also, trying to push her in that direction even.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pushing her in it, giving her everything she needs. And I mean, this is lining up perfectly because she now wants to move to New York to pursue her art full time. And this is like her first opportunity in New York City to showcase her talents and really get her life and her career going. So I'm like, yes, let's do it. When is this? I'm so excited. I'm going to be there. Like, tell me when. It's the same weekend.
No.
Dang it.
It's the same exact weekend.
Before you go on, let me ask this question for you guys listening. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. This could be fun. You guys call us up and tell us about the conflicting schedule that you had, and we try to guess which event you went to.
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
That's fun.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW if you want to play with us.
So initially, I'm like, okay, what day is your event? And she's like, it's on Sunday. So I'm like, okay, I might have some wiggle room here because the party is on Friday. So then at first it was like, well, maybe this I'm going to be cutting myself thin, but maybe I can do both. I don't think so. Because, I mean, to go all the way to L.A., you're on one side of the world, and that would I would probably have to leave Saturday. And then, of course, I lose the time, but I could still do it. It's possible. But then, of course, she throws in, well, on Saturday night, the entire family is going to be there to celebrate, you know, because we got birthdays in the family. We got other things going on. So at first, I thought only a couple family members were going to make it, which I'm like, all right, it won't be too bad if I at least miss the activities beforehand. And then I guess everybody cleared their schedule because they realized how big this is for her. So everybody's going to be there, like cousins, aunts, uncles, mom, dad. Everybody's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there on Saturday. And I'm like, I can't do both anymore. Like,
yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Wow. Well, you also... I hate to even add to it, but you also have to be fresh for this event. Like if you're flying back east and west, this could go like horribly wrong. I mean, you have one opportunity to impress all these people. And if you're going back and forth, if that's the way you choose, your head needs to be in the right place. You need to be on your game.
I agree.
But his event's first. His event's Friday night. So you leave out, you know, Friday, you go do your event, and then Saturday, or even, I don't, like, the stuff on Saturday, I wouldn't, like, fully commit yourself to, but as long as you're there for her show on Sunday, I think you're golden, man.
My thing is, it feels different from your dad's birthday, and not to take away from your sister's huge accomplishment, because it is a big deal. That's for her career. This is for your career. So why does her career take precedence over your career? Because you love her and she's your sister. Obviously, that's what you would say as a good brother. But when you look at all the facts on paper, these are two huge events, career-making opportunities for both of you. And is it worth walking away from yours just to watch her have hers? She's going to have hers either way.
The conflict, though, is that hers is a one-timer where he might have this opportunity again.
No,
right?
His
right.
sister's that's such fair. A great artist. It's going to be every weekend.
And it's the first one. I think that's what makes it such a big deal. And to know how much she's always showed up to all of my shows and to support me and my journey, it just feels like everybody being there but me will, it'll hurt me.
This is just the price you pay for being successful and getting opportunities. Like, every time you're succeeding in one area, you're dropping the ball in another. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw, like, a Shonda Rhimes speech talk about this, where it's like, while she's watching, the Grey's Anatomy season finale, she's letting her kids down at home who's, you know, graduating high school or whatever. I think this is just where you have to realize that your career is just as important as hers. And the great part about this is you still get to be there on Sunday. But you just might have to let your family down on Saturday.
Yeah, this really could evolve into a question about and a conversation about really having it all. And I do think, and I've said this before on the show, that I think you can have it all, like Shonda Rhimes was saying. I think your definition of all has to change, though. It doesn't have to necessarily be all in one area or all in the other, because you only have so much time in your day, right? So if you look at your day as a pie chart, you only have so much time, right? But you can have it all if you split it the way that is going to give you peace.
As a working mother, you can't have it all.
You can try.
You can't have it all. And I've tried and I've driven myself crazy doing that. Things are going to have to give. So,
but your definition of all changes too. You've got a great kid. You got a great family. You're doing great here. I look at your life and I see a person that has it all.
I appreciate that. I don't feel that way.
And where do you feel like you don't?
Well, so because there's always something that has to give. So having it all means I don't miss any of my kids' things. I don't miss any major work things. Having it all means, like, that is for me the definition of having it all. Am I happy with what I have? Absolutely. Like, I have a great career and I have a great kid and I have a great marriage, and but I'm not going to diminish and take away the guilt of missing things. Like, that stuff is going to happen, and you have to accept that, because I feel like when people say you can have it all, it means everything, every bucket is full all the time. That's just not feasible. That's not humanly possible unless you, like, clone yourself. So, and there's no such thing as balance either. One day work's going to get more of me. One day family's going to get more of me. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to accept that as well. So I think as long as you just recognize that there's going to have to be give and take, and you got to choose your battles. You got to pick what's right and when it's right. And this is a point where I think you can actually pull off both if you wanted to. You're just going to have to miss the family festivities on Saturday night.
These are really nice problems to have.
For sure.
And I think in situations like this, the first thing I do is, like, lean on gratitude. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that these are two amazing opportunities I have. And your sister also. Mm-hmm. I mean, the gratitude for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tina's here to tell you, you got to do both. Hey, Tina, good morning.
Hey, Mo, you got to go. You got to do your event and be there, and then you can fly in and be there for your sister on Sunday. You gotta miss out on Saturday. I mean, this could open so many doors for you. You gotta host. You gotta do your event, and then, yeah, fly in for your sister on Sunday. I mean, those are two huge things for your family, and that's what you're celebrating. If you miss Saturday, it's okay. I mean, if you were my son, I'd be like, go, son. Go Friday, do your thing. And then come home, you know, if you make it home for Sunday for your sister, then great, because you got to look out for yourself, baby.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, she threw the baby in there.
Yeah, she did. Oh, I felt it.
She cares about you.
That's what that little voice in my head has been telling me, too.
Sometimes I'll ask myself, like, okay, so if I'm looking back at my life in 10 years, right, and I'm trying to put myself in that place in a decade, am I going to look back? And am I going to say I have more regret for missing my event than I do my sister's event? But I don't know that you can put yourself in that place.
That's tough, man, because I feel like I would, looking back, I probably would regret missing anything that had to do with my family as life progresses. But at the same time, you always wonder, what if I would have went?
What if?
What if that? Yes. What could that have done for me? Who could I have met? Right. Uh-huh. So it's a dilemma. Ooh, it's a dilemma indeed. Hey, I'm in a pickle.
Have fun in L.A.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Could it end with a settlement? That's the question that the attorneys are asking themselves in this It Ends With Us lawsuit debacle, which we will be talking about for the next year because they don't even go to trial until March of 2026. But Justin Baldoni's lawyer, Brian Friedman, is addressing the possibility of potentially settling with Blake Lively before it goes to trial a year from now. So if you have somehow missed this court case, Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively are both suing each other for very different reasons. Blake Lively came out first with a lawsuit claiming sexual harassment from Justin Baldoni. Then Justin Baldoni sued the New York Times for defamation. And then he went on to go sue Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and their publicist for extortion. And basically, Brian Friedman, Justin Baldoni's lawyer, is saying, you know, it's pretty unlikely that it's going to get resolved before it goes to trial, but he's not counting it out. He said, Justin has been destroyed by this. He's talking on the podcast called The Town. He said, this is a really serious thing. And in this day and age, the only way that you can truly get back is to prove your innocence. And that's what we're actively working towards. So that may only be able to be done in a courtroom.
Look, these press people and their handlers are so smart, and they're always manipulating in some certain way. Isn't there a possibility for both sides to come and say, we are destroying each other? It is a true War of the Roses situation. Let's get them to the table and just say, how can we both negotiate our way out of this while we both look good?
Well, I think that's what Brian Friedman is trying to say, is that they both can't come out looking good. Like, either Blake Lively is telling the truth or she's not. And so how do you do that behind closed doors for a settlement when you have half the world thinking that Justin Baldoni has done X, Y, and Z when he absolutely may have or he absolutely may not have?
I am learning that people are very gullible. And I think that if they were to come to a table and then just say, you know what, there was a lot of miscommunications, he's not right, I'm not right, and walk away from the whole thing. Yeah, sure, there's going to be a whole bunch of trolls online that aren't going to buy it, but at least they'll have their careers.
The only way I see this settling before it goes to trial is if Blake Lively comes out and says, yeah, no, he absolutely didn't do that. Otherwise, I do not see Justin Baldoni dropping this whatsoever, because this is his career. Nobody else will ever want to work with him again if they think he is some kind of sexual predator. And so I believe that his lawyer is basically saying, listen, if she's not going to come out and be like, yeah, he didn't do these things, and basically get him out of this entire defamation case, I believe that they want all the evidence out there and let at least the court of public opinion make up their mind regardless of what happens at the end of the court case. Like, lay it all out there. Get the evidence out there so the people can make up their mind.
Because in a courtroom, you're innocent until proven guilty. Like, you have to have beyond a burden of a proof that, you know, whereas in the court of public opinion, right, you are guilty until proven innocent, which is, I think, what Justin is dealing with here. Do I see them coming to a truce where both sides are, like, content and happy?
Hell no.
It can't happen. It can't. Where everybody looks great, but this is what a negotiation is, right? Is where you're not going to get everything you want. I'm not going to get everything that I want, but she's certainly never going to come to the table and go, I was 100% wrong.
That's why I don't see this settling before it goes to the court case. Because I think at this point, like, they have dug themselves in so deep that there has to be a clear winner. And the only way I think that's going to happen is by a judge looking at one of them and saying, you are right and you are wrong, and then for the love of God, we can move on from this court case. Well, on a completely different note and on a much lighter note, Kat Dennings is doing some press on the Jennifer Hudson Show, and she shared this very interesting anecdote about how a ghost saved her mother's life. Now, I remember, Bert, when you were talking about there being a potential ghost in your home the other day, I remember thinking, there's no way this is true, and then we found out that it was actually your scent diffuser. So Kat Dennings says that a ghost actually saved her mom's life and may have prevented her from actually getting very seriously injured.
My mom, once she tripped and fell down the stairs, but she was stopped in midair by something, stopped completely, like, from hitting the floor, and was, like, put back to standing. I swear to God, I'm having like goosebumps thinking about this. And I called her and I was like, tell me that I'm remembering this right, because I don't want to get this story wrong. She's like, yep. The only injury she had was like trying to stop herself on the wall, and she like hurt her pinky and had to put ice on it, but she was completely stopped in midair and put back by something.
Well,
yeah.
At least I had good ghosts.
Right? Yeah.
I think we should all try it today.
See which ghosts are going to save us and which won't. Uh-huh. All right, we have some pretty high stairs here.
I got a feeling the ghosts that know me are lazy. They're not helping.
All right, will Kim Kardashian take Kanye to court over releasing that song with his daughter and Diddy? We're going to discuss on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.